Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Join the three paramigos for some serious discussion of the paranormal.
She wants to know how John prepares himself for what he sees before he goes out on some of these investigations.
I just take my glasses off.
And as usual, some surprising guest.
I was going to contract a view of Rodney Dangerfield. Can you hear me, Rodney?
Hey, what is this place? Where am I? I need to fire my agent. I get no respect.
Some very serious topics will be discussed.
Did you ever share with everybody my nickname for you?
No. Go ahead and tell them.
Tiny.
From the serious to satire, the Three Paramigos radio program, Tuesday nights on the APEC Radio Network. 8 to 10 p.m. Central.
The three Paramigos are we.
Oh, Tara Hope Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium. Where is the Lauren house?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder. And it was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we know where we're going, and a rope, so we could tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So that
hey,
was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Terra Hub Radio, Thursdays 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org. You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Vance S. West served professionally for 10 years in the private protection and investigation industry, working for celebrities, VIPs, executives, and their families all around the world. A licensed and certified investigative specialist, his training background is a diverse mix of civilian and non-civilian academies.
Badass.
Having subject expertise in surveillance, counter-surveillance, data security, and defensive tactics, he has also conducted training for corporations and various law enforcement departments. Having first heard of remote viewing in 1998, Vance has since received training and guidance from many of today's top remote viewing instructors in schools, including SciTech, Farsight Institute, Major Ed Dames, F.M. Bonzel, and the Hawaiian Remote Viewing Guild. He has appeared on various TV and radio programs to discuss remote viewing and offers professional services to those clients, corporations, and law enforcement agencies needing information beyond what is conventionally accessible. His website is www.trinityscience.com. Vance, welcome back to Ghostly Talk.
Well, thank you. I was going to fall asleep listening.
Bonnie, great job.
Thank you. Yeah, excellent.
No, to be a lot less formal, Vance, I think you still may actually hold the record for the most appearances on Ghostly Talk.
I think it's between him and,
Yeah. No. Leave it alone.
What do I got to do?
No, you didn't do anything wrong. No, we'll talk about that later, Bonnie.
Okay.
86 to that one, all right? Okay. What I was going to say is there's a reason for that. No, we'll, you're shaking your head too, Christy, and I'll tell you later also. There's a reason for that, though, is we love you, Vance. We've done so much great work together over the years, and it's always great to bring you back and talk about some of the stuff that you're doing currently. We've done three for new listeners, and they're actually up on the web, Ghostly Talk site, and you can check out all the session work we did for these. We did three, what we referred to as the open remote viewing projects.
Yes.
We did these over the last couple of years, and they were awesome. They were amazing. Doug took part in them. I took part in them. And Vance helped us out with that a lot. And this was a brainchild, more or less. It was a really cool project we did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a handshake between Trinity Science and Ghostly Talk to do some really cool projects like this. And we had a ball doing those, Vance. It was great back then. We should maybe do those again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a fantastic experience, and I think it was really good for the remote viewing community and skeptical, people out there to have something that was done very scientifically and very strict in the protocols.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
It was a fantastic thing, absolutely.
Well, and that was the thing. I mean, I don't remember all the terminology now because my memory's completely gone tonight, especially. But we did double blind. Am I correct? The double blind experiments. Is that the?
Yeah, that's correct. That would be the scientific term where essentially to try to I guess put it in somewhat of layman terms, and I'll try not to geek out here, but yeah, I mean, you know, when a remote viewer is, you know, assigned a target, a double blind scenario would be where, you know, not only does the remote viewer not know what the target is, he's completely what we call blind, but also the person assigning the target is actually also blind in the sense that they've picked a target out of a random pool that was generated by someone else. So we've created this kind of buffer in between, so everyone is completely blind that's involved in the actual project.
Yeah, and I remember doing these things. I think it was the second one we did where I actually took part as the case manager, I think. And I was so scared, Vance, because I remember we were on the phone together, Vance, and I was like, okay, what do I do now? I don't want to screw anything up, because it was not a very difficult thing to do. It was simple.
Right.
But, you know, there was all these ideas of psychic bleed, possibly. Somebody could find something out. So we were doing, all these things were put in place to try to completely minimize that as much as possible. And it was a very nerve-wracking thing. While it was very educational and very cool, I got to say, Vance, it was like, oh, my God, I hope I don't screw this thing up, you know?
Yeah, I think, and you know, honestly, I'm not sure what we can do to make it less intimidating, because I know, you know, when people talk about remote viewing, and there's this level of intimidation because, you know, it's assigned this very scientific, you know, strict type of, you know, protocol that, you know, came out of the military and government, so everyone immediately thinks, oh, wow, okay, this is, you know, there's some, you know, spooky, weird stuff going on, and, you know, if I don't do this right, you know, I'll become possessed or something. I don't know what goes on, but, yeah, there's a level of intimidation. But as you found out, I think, and everyone else that participated, it's a very easy thing. You know, everyone has had some sort of experience intuitively, whether they term it remote viewing or anything else. It's just that remote viewing itself is a term that was born, you know, out of the military and out of the government and all those years, where they came up with a very precise technique and structure in terms of remote viewing. So it kind of adds this bit of, I don't know, mystery or this, you know, technical type thing to it. So,
well,
but it's a fun, easy thing.
Yeah, my biggest concern, I think, like I said, again, I was really worried about messing something up. But, I mean, we were aware of all these things, like, they could happen if we weren't careful. And that's what has kind of had me like, oh, my God, you know, I got to really, 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 really be serious about this and really take every precaution possible. And we did it. We went through all the steps. And I think I actually took part in the third one, if I'm correct, Vance. I don't remember exactly now.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
But I know after leaving that, and a lot of listeners, because we did these all, they were all anonymous, too. I mean, I think we gave them the option, because it's been a while since we did one of these. We gave them the option to list their name and stuff like that and give that to you, Vance, or they could just be completely anonymous. And a lot of the anonymous people kind of came forward after the time, after it was done, and said, you know, my God, I can't believe that I did that. I can't believe that I actually nailed it like that. And, I mean, I said the same thing to you, Vance. When we got the target ID back that we were all remote viewing, and the one we did in particular that I was a part of was with the skydivers.
And, right, correct.
Again, this is on the website. This is on the Ghostly Talk site. If you go to the left side of the site, and you'll see a projects box there. There's a link to the Open Remote Viewing Project. Definitely check that out. And just geometrically speaking, when we got the session where we got the target ID back on that, I drew the shape. I was really blown away by that. I mean, and again, I'm not like super psychic guy here either. I just did what I was told to do by Vance, and I kind of got the same shape of what was going on. I mean, it was really fascinating. And a lot of people, they openly admitted, Vance, to you and to myself, that they never did anything like this before. And it was just fascinating results from that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it's... You know, I mean, obviously I'm a very, lighthearted, joke-a-lot type of guy. And, when we talk about protocols and the science behind it, we do take it very seriously. And that's, you know, this was one of the, you know, first type of projects that was done on the Internet, I think, you know, between, you know, various organizations where it was done publicly with very strict protocols. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, the protocols were in place where people could look at it and say, you know, this isn't a load of bunk. I mean, we actually followed and we actually documented the steps that we followed to ensure that it was done on a, you know, quasi lab type of protocol, so people could, you know, actually see, and that's what was so important to me was the validation and the feedback after, you know, after we got the target to show what we did and how we did it. And, you know, I think, you know, everyone that participated and people that, you know, just followed it were probably very, you know, hopefully pleasantly surprised to say, you know, wow, you know,
I could do something like
this
that.
Is really cool, you know.
Well, and you said an important word there, I think, too, Vance, was validation. That's one thing we discussed when we were doing these projects is, you know, we're giving it a tangible target, which I, you know, because there are ways of remote viewing intangible type things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, and, you know, our relationship going back, you know, these years, it was born out of my frustration of, you know, being involved in remote viewing in the community and wanting to ensure that, you know, the science and the validation was still there because, as you say, it's very easy to remote view things that are non-validatable, that you can't get proof of, but it's not remote viewing. It's not remote viewing unless you can get feedback from the target and then look at your data and look at the target and say, was this a good session? Did I actually get data or was I off? Was I off session? I mean, if you don't get that feedback, then it's not really remote viewing. If you're remote viewing a non-validatable or fictitious target, you can literally write down or sketch anything and... that's not remote viewing.
Well, there's not, again, it's not, you can't cross-check it against anything. There's nothing to cross-check it against. I know there was one thing, and I know, and I found it fascinating, Vance, and this was years, 2003, 2004, something like that. You and your team actually remote viewed the crucifixion, if you remember that. And you sent me this.
Which is, you know, let me just, you know, qualify that by saying that is a non-validatable target.
Exactly. Right. But I found it. I think we spent a whole show on that, Vance. This is back when we were only a couple hours or 1 hour or something like that. We spent a whole show on that because I found it such a fact. It was because what I tell people all the time, and I actually had a long conversation about remote viewing with some people when we were in Pennsylvania. And we got into, I think we actually brought that up was I'm like, you know, Vance West actually, with his team, actually remote viewed the crucifixion. And what I found so fascinating about that, and we spent a lot of time discussing this back then, was how do you remain objective in a situation like that where, for example, and chime in whenever you want if I'm completely wrong, Vance, you start charting down all this stuff, you start doing session work, and you start getting this image down on something like that, and all of a sudden, a T-shaped object, T-shaped, ooh, that looks like a cross, ooh, and pain, suffering, oh, crucifixion, right? Which is wrong.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just go through all of your work and document everything, and do not predispose anything whatsoever. That is such a mind-numbing concept to me, because we spend our lives doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said before, you know, that target specifically, which, you know, obviously took a lot of flack for, is a non-validatable target. You know, it was something that, you know, and in remote viewing, obviously it's a fantastic skill, fantastic tool, and you can explore anything you want. So you don't have to constantly do validation type thing. I mean, for fun, if you want to do something, you can remote view it. But you have to understand that it's not, you know, there's no way to validate what you're doing. But, it, you know, irregardless of that, that target is interesting because, you know, it's an interesting target, obviously. But as far as the, you know, what you're talking about, absolutely. That target per se, you know, I was front-loaded. I knew what the target was. The team that I had do their sessions, they had no idea what the target was. So they would, you know, what you would be called, you know, blind. They didn't know what the target was. I knew what the target was. So what happens is, you know, myself as a viewer, if I know what the target is, that's where remote viewing, this actual strict, you know, technique and protocol was born out of, was the idea of creating a, you know, very strict technique where as you go, you're so busy doing the process that, you know, because, you know, as you say, obviously, as humans, we have that, you know, we constantly have to guess and name things, the name guesser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you say, you know, okay, yellow, you know, ball, you know, slimy, you know, it's got to be a banana, you know, that type of thing. Or, you know, like you say, B, cross, okay, it's got to be Jesus, that type of thing. So,
well, that's how we live our lives, Vance. That's what I find.
Absolutely.
So, that's
absolutely
how we, so, I mean, we know that if we, I mean, how if we hit that pole with our car, it's going to be a very negative consequence. I mean, this is from past experience. That's the point. We know from seeing things on the news and seeing things from firsthand that's not a good thing to do. So therefore, we don't do it. We have basically prejudged that. We know how it works from past experience. And that's the thing I thought was so crazy or cool about that thing was, how do you go into that with being brought up in America in a Christian society, right? And look at something like that and go and remain objective the whole time. And that was just, it's mind numbing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the short of it is, you can't. I mean, I mean, the bottom line is really, you cannot. But what you can do is a couple things. A, you can try not to go into that situation being front-loaded. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as a remote viewer, being front-loaded to the target is always the worst-case scenario. It's the last resort. I mean, sometimes you have to be somewhat front-loaded, depending on what type of scenario, what type of case you're taking on, it happens.
Yeah.
But you try not to. And then second, if you are, that's where the technique comes in, because the technique is designed to, you know, keep you busy and train you discipline-wise to the point where, you know, as you progress as a remote viewer, you are able to realize when your brain analytically is starting to piece things together and say, oh, I know what that is. And you take that, once that happens, you learn to recognize it and put it aside and say, okay, I recognize that I had that thought. I put it in the side on my trash can and say, that's garbage data. You write it down, you, in a sense, exercise it from your brain, acknowledge it, get rid of it, and then move back with your session.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a technique involved to actually move through that. And as you get more advanced as a remote viewer, you're able to actually minimize when that happens. But it, you know, obviously, it still happens because we are human, so it's part of our, you know, part of our psyche. So, but you know, like I say, the technique helps and able to kind of purge that and then move on. So,
well,
but yeah, you know, worst case scenario is to, you know, I mean, you always want to, you know, as much as possible, be blind, you know, not know what the target is.
Well, everybody I've talked to about that, I mean, and I know it was one of those weird situations when you guys did that, but I always use that as an example to people when we're talking about remote viewing, because that concept, just like, okay, here it is, remain objective. And it sounds like such a simple thing to do. Just be objective. Just be objective. It's
right.
Very simple. But my God, it's such a just, I can't even after all this thought and discussion about it, Vance, I still cannot like really put my arms around the idea of that, because I think it's such a huge thing, especially in remote viewing. And I think you proved that. I think you proved that hand over fist in that situation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, but what's really interesting, you know, in that specific target was the fact that the rest of the people that did viewing on that had no idea what the target was, their data was very interesting in the sense that it, you know, corroborated some of the data that, you know, everyone else had. So that was kind of interesting. But from a scientific protocol perspective, it's still not a good way to conduct a project, but again, it's not a what we consider a validation project. It was just a fun, interesting.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, let's see what we get type of thing. So, yeah, totally different scenario.
Yeah, and I mean, you said that back then too. I don't understand why people would give you a hard time about that. You said that back then, like, this was just something for fun we did, just to see what we get, to just exercise the work we're doing here a little bit, see what's going on. I think we took it just to that, but I think it was such a great learning process for everybody.
I mean, as a remote viewer, you know, essentially, you know, in a way, you're a time traveler. So, you know, it's a pretty cool thing, you know. So as much as I, you know, talk about validation and protocol and strictness and stuff like that, It's also a fun thing to do. You know, it's my hobby. You know, so, you know, given the ability to go anywhere in time or space and explore things, you know, boy, there's all types of, you know, non-validatable type of targets that you want to go check out, of course, you know,
right.
And that's, you know, that's part of the fun of remote viewing, but, you know, in no way can you, you know, hold that up as any type of, you know, what I would consider, you know, scientifically proven,
yeah.
you know, skill, because it's still something that you cannot validate, but it's still fun, you know.
You said it's your hobby, Vance.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, this is, I, you know.
Wait, you're not trying to, you're not going to have your own reality show on TV next month?
Well, you know, maybe there'll be a remote viewing reality show.
I just like to hear when people say
I'm gonna
that.
I'm going to pitch the idea I think you're perfect for.
You would be, Vance, because you're like I, you know, I'm always ripping on Vance about that. Like, you're the ultra bad, bad, tough guy, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, Vance is obviously the man. We know that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We've been through this a million times.
Undoubtedly.
Vance is the man.
Vance rules.
Say it again, say it again.
Vance, Vance is the
you
man.
Rock
Vance,
my
you
world.
Rock, Vance.
I love
you're awesome,
you.
Dude. No, but we... Oh, hang on.
And they totally kept telling me that over and over again, too.
Was
yeah,
I
so it's no lie.
Well, no, yeah, we love
it's
Vance.
True.
Yeah.
I have a shrine to Vance in my...
Yeah, so do I. I have, well, we actually have
I'm
a corner...
Now.
I was going to keep going, Vance, if you wanted me to. Listen, we actually have a corner of the Haunted Winery, the studio here, like dedicated to Vance.
Yes,
like,
yes.
A big
it's
picture
the Vance
of you.
Corner.
They bow to it every
yes.
time they come in.
Yes, we do. Why don't we take a quick break, Vance? I think we talked about the past, what we've done in the past for people, the great things we've accomplished together, I think, with Ghostly Talk and Trinity Science. What I want to do in the next half an hour is talk about the future. Would you be cool
Absolutely.
With that? Why don't we do that? We're going to talk about what's going on with Vance. What is the future of remote viewing? Because I really want to know, and I know Christy does too.
I'm excited. I love remote viewing.
I can just, you've been kind of sitting here like.
I do. No, yeah. I love it because I do. I,
no, you've been
I've done
it
for law enforcement. I was trained by a CIA agent.
Oh, Vance. A new team member right here for you. I think we're going to take a break.
There's silence on
it
the other end of that
show. Oh, boy. We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore a t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Paul with the SEPS Paranormal Podcast. Check us out twice a month where we will be discussing our most recent paranormal investigations here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You can find us at www.sepsparanormal.podshow.com or go to our website, sepsparanormal.org.
Or you can subscribe through iTunes. Just type in SEPS Paranormal in the search field. Come by and check us out.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decides to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
Bonnie, you're going to have to carry the rest of this show.
Oh, great. We're going back to sex and drinking.
Vance, are you cool with that?
I'm game. Let's go.
Woo! All right, Vance. Oh,
I'm falling out like a punker from like 1977 on Clue. I'm just like totally just like fried right. I don't know what my trip is.
Wow. The visual you just painted for me was great. Thank you so much.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yes, it was. I loved it.
You got your tie-dyed shirt on.
My voice hurts.
It's kind of like one.
I told. Well, no. I said when we were on break a little while ago, Christy. I was like, I think I slept bad last night because I took my allergy medication. But I woke up this morning and my throat was all sore and it hurt to talk and all that stuff. And all day long I've been like, ugh. So I'm really sorry, people. I'm really
sorry.
I'm going to sit here and whine.
Scott has his new deep, sexy voice.
Before we go any further, you have a podcast, Christy.
I do have a podcast.
What's the name of it?
Paro Women Radio. It's
really?
On Blog Talk.
Really?
Yep. Thursdays at 7.
You should check that out, everybody.
Yes, sir.
What, Thursdays at 7?
A specific website they can go to check it out.
Wow, look at that.
Well, they can go to www.tangledwishes.com for more information.
Oh, wow.
Thursdays at 7 p.m. Is that Eastern time?
It is Eastern time. I'm in Michigan.
She's a Michigander.
She's a homegirl, like the rest of us. Well, I'm a homeboy sometimes. Except on Halloween, then I'm a homegirl.
You're not a homeboy.
Check that out, definitely. I want to get that out to everybody. It's
cool,
a cool show to check out. And like I mentioned to you on the break, I'm like, I have your commercial in rotation, too, so it's really cool.
I know, that's awesome. I just need to get more technologically inclined.
We'll fix that. We'll help you with that.
Okay, cool.
That's part of the services. That's part of the Ghostly Talk service.
Computer geeks on this show will be more
than
happy.
Yeah, we're more than happy.
I'm not one of them.
If we have a chance to flex our intellectual muscles, we'll do it here. No problem at all. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Christy.
And we have Mr. Vance West on the line. Vance, have you left us just yet?
No, I'm still here.
He heard we were going straight sex and drinking. He's good.
Oh, yeah, he's all about it. He's all about it. But no, we were talking about the past, the kind of stuff we've done in the past together the last segment. And like I said before, I want to talk about the future. What's going on in the remote viewing community now, Vance? Is there anything you can throw at us? Any types of new things that have happened? Any discoveries? Any breakthroughs? The floor is yours on that, Vance.
Right. I mean, you know, in the community at large, I wouldn't say there's anything new or revolutionary going on. I think the biggest thing going on in remote viewing in general right now is it kind of like the shift from, I mean, obviously you've had all these ex-military Stargate, team people that have been in the public for quite a few years, teaching, and getting the material out there and people learning. And I think, the past few years, you're starting to see a trend now where a lot of these, first and generation, civilian type, students and teachers are, kind of coming into their own, and you're seeing a shift of, a transition of kind of seeing the next realm of where remote viewing can go. I mean, there was a lot of limitations inherently before when it comes to specifics such as like numbers and alphanumerics and locations and things of that nature. Those have always been the limitations of what was known as remote viewing. And, and so the last couple of years, a lot of work has gone into, well, how can we work around that? If this is a weakness inherent in the technique, what can we do to kind of complement or supplement the technique and find ways to work around it. So that's what I think is going on in the community. But, you know, there's no big, you know, no big scandals going on or no big, you know, I mean, well, there's always scandals, right? But, I mean, there's, you know, no big discoveries per se. It's just essentially the same work.
Business as usual? You
know, yeah.
Yeah, same as usual and just more people. Well, honestly, I don't know if it's more people or less people. But, you know, just the people doing the work and trying to progress the science and the technique of it. You know, me personally, you know, I'm just kind of like getting back on the scene after being essentially out for about 18 months. You know, 2006 and the first part of 2007 was a very frustrating time for me. Mm. You know, I was going through some legal issues due to remote viewing, and it, you know, was essentially sidelined, you know. I mean, right. So the site was down, you know, everything was essentially stopped, was essentially stopped and killed. So now we're getting going again and doing what I do and just kind of getting back out there to, you know, start over again and, you know, this time with, you know, a little more experience under, you know, in my belt and some hard lessons learned. But, I mean, as far as the community, it's pretty much, you know, the same stuff.
Well, do you think, actually, Vance, because, you know, a good example I think to use is, you know, there's been, you know, we mentioned this, it's been coming up a lot on the show here, is that there's the last couple of years, obviously, for just ghost hunting in general, the paranormal community, there's been a lot of attention on that through the media and things like that. And I've seen a lot of people come and go over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people,
right.
I think, have come in because they were really kind of awed by what they saw on TV, right? They were awed by that stuff.
Or they thought it was instant success.
Well, yeah, exactly. They thought it was Poltergeist, the real game.
Right,
and,
right.
Exactly.
And it wasn't hard work.
No, it wasn't. It was just something you could
not
do and have all these wild things happen to you, and it was amazing, and you meet pink fairies and purple elephants, and it'd be awesome.
And that's the second you walk into the place.
Well,
happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the same thing goes with remote viewing. People
think
it's so easy, and it's...
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It doesn't take work. It doesn't take practice.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, as you said, you know, I mean, remote viewing, you know, a few years back was kind of a, you know, kind of a buzzword, I guess. You know, it was the thing, you know, and a lot of people jumped into it and, you know, thought, oh, this is it, you know, this is the end all be all of everything. And, you know, I mean, obviously that buzz died down and, you know, now you're left with the small community of people that were, you know, sincere about what they do and are, you know, continuing to develop and do what they do. And but yeah, I think everything kind of goes through that, you know, kind of up and down type of scenario where, you know, remote viewing was, like I say, a big buzzword. Now it's kind of died down a little bit, which honestly is, I'm kind of very happy about that. You know, so you can get back to the, get back to the real work.
Yeah, the nitty gritty of it all.
Well, yeah, I mean, moving forward. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people asked us over the last couple of years about ghost hunting that. In regards to that, and I said the exact same thing. I'm like, you know, a lot of people are going to try it out. They're gonna check it out and go out and do some field work, and they're gonna realize that it isn't really as exciting as it is on the TV shows or what they've been told and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you can't snap your fingers and produce it right then they get bored.
Well, and I hate to say it, the American public. I mean, and I'm gonna get killed for this.
We're lazy, and we want instant gratification.
No, they got the attention span of flies. They did. They,
you can
they really
send
do.
Your hate mail too.
Yeah, send it to me. I don't care.
ghostlytalk.com.
I don't care. I'm the same way.
No,
I do the same thing. I have the attention span of a fly also. If it don't entertain me right away, I'm like, oh, I'm turning this thing off.
It's the public ADD.
Yeah.
And that's why we've said 1,000 times, if you're going to get into ghost hunting, enjoy the people you're with. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah, you're going to lose your mind because you have a lot of interesting conversations.
And have fun because if it's too serious, then...
Well, if you're hanging out with Scott and Doug, you can't help but laugh a lot.
but it's true. I mean, everything, you know, now, I mean, you can't turn on TV, right, without seeing... ghost hunting.
Oh, you know? Not at all.
And I remember years ago when we first started, you know, this relationship. You know, of course, I wasn't, you know, very knowledgeable on the whole ghost hunting type thing, but I never really heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys were there before, you know, this whole big, you know, media, reality television, ghost hunting thing type, you know, kind of happened. So I mean, that's, you know, it's pretty cool to be on the wave of it. But yeah, it's right now, you know, ghost hunting per se is this huge thing. And it was, you know, kind of similar to, you know, with remote viewing, where a couple of years ago, remote viewing was the buzzword. You couldn't, you know, you couldn't turn on a late night radio show or anything else without hearing about, you know, the latest and greatest expert on remote viewing and you know, what have you. And, it, you know, that's kind of died down, you know, like I say, which I think is good. And now you get back to the, you know, to the real work and the people involved that have remained doing the work behind, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak. So,
well, that's where the real progress comes, I think, is the
right,
people.
Right, exactly. It's a very natural, you know.
I'm not knocking anybody again. I mean, as far as people that, that come and go in whatever field, remote viewing, ghost hunting, Bigfoot hunting, pyramid watching, UFO watching, whatever it may be, people are going to come and go. It's fine.
Right.
I mean, it isn't your hobby. It isn't your hobby. That's cool. The people that really make it happen and keep it going are the people that, you know, they really, this is their life. This is what they do. I mean,
they
it's their hobby.
They want to get to the meat of the matter.
Yeah, they want to get
just
to it.
Gloss it over.
And that's
right.
Cool. That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, and you, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, you do the work. You push the envelope. You know, you come across new ways of, or different ways of thinking about doing things, and that's where progress comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the things that you know, I've initiated, you know, just, you know, recently within the past 2 months here is, yeah, kind of a big project. It's an ongoing project. It's still happening. Honestly, I'm not sure how long it's going to take to complete. But what I'm doing is I'm actually filming the entire process. So what'll happen is, as I'm doing the work, I'm actually taping myself doing the remote viewing sessions. I'm actually taping myself in kind of like interview type bits in between sessions and creating sessions and talking about how I'm tackling the project and what my thoughts are at that time on how to get the proper data.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually making a documentary of the whole process, and the hope is that, you know, at the end of it, when I actually get the result, which, you know, I'm fully confident that I will, I'll have this neat documentary to show people of what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk, you know, about the specifics of the project because there's other people involved that don't know what the target is. So I don't, you know, I don't,
yeah,
wanna,
understand,
you know, spoil that. But I think it'll be really, really neat. But it'll also be really neat to have this documentary to show through the whole process of how it began, how it was, you know, thought out, and then the actual results and, you know, the feedback, and, you know, here you go. I think it'll make a really, really neat, well, if anything, you know, kind of a cool promo video, you know,
well,
for what we do. But,
well, the
you
thing,
know, I'm really
I think,
excited about it.
I think it would be a great thing to do based on the fact that it'll give people kind of like the bird's eye view of it as far as looking,
right,
kind of looking down going, okay, here is the whole ball of wax. Here's from beginning to end. Because I think a lot of people, that's what their issue is maybe, is that there are, you know, blind targets, double blind targets, target ID, session work. And I mean, those are all, they all make sense. But I think sometimes people are like, okay, well, you know, that's like I was saying before, that was kind of like me. And I understand the process now. I get it because I mean, I learned it, right, Vance? But I think people
right,
might be doing that where they're like, okay, well, you know, I'm kind of confused. If you produce something that kind of gives them, like I said, the whole bird's eye view of it, that would give people a really good understanding of it, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, really, really interesting. And it's, you know, something also for me, for, you know, as I'm a stickler for validation,
mm-hmm,
it's just a, you know, kind of like the next step of being able to validate something, you know, as opposed to, you know, holding up some sessions of data and then showing up, let's say, a winning lottery ticket or a photo that's feedback. You'll actually have a video that can be broadcast or, you know, streamed on the net that will show the whole process, but then also at the end have the actual results of,
yeah,
what it is that we're doing. And, you know, it's a real-life thing. It's a real, tangible target. And I think that'll be kind of neat to see the whole process because, you know, anyone, especially with remote viewing, you know, a lot of people don't realize some of the stuff that, you know, attorney science that we do behind the scenes as far as missing persons work and real-life stuff. People don't realize the work involved and a lot of the emotional stress and everything else, and it'll kind of be an interesting glimpse inside the view of what goes on and kind of like real real scenarios. Not that, you know, this is that type of scenario, but it's a tangible target, so you'll see the whole process.
Right.
So it's kind of a unique thing, I hope, anyway.
Yeah, and I think that's where it's at, definitely.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, I want to help. I hate to,
you know,
they call it in her shrine.
I always solicit, you know, people, you know, I mean, I openly list, you know, targets on my site, which is, you know, finally up now after, you know, so many months. But, you know, anyone out there in the community, whether they're a trained remote viewer or just anyone, more than welcome to, you know, work targets and send it in. It's very much appreciated. I mean, most of the stuff that I do is done, you know, in-house with the, you know, the small group of viewers that I work with. And, you know, that's typically what happens. But, I mean, hey, you know, the more the merrier, because, I mean, you really, there's some fantastic talent out there.
Yeah.
And people that may not be formally trained in remote viewing, but they're, you know, intuitive nonetheless. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're sitting down at a desk and working with a strict protocol and a stack of paper, or you're sitting in a restaurant and scribble on a napkin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. Just get the data and then do what you will with it, you know. So, you know, absolutely, if anyone's interested, you know, hey, you know, the targets are there, work them, and, you know.
I think you hit on something really important, though. It's the emotions, too, that people don't quite understand, is how emotional it is when you remote view, especially if it's a missing persons or, you know, a legal matter.
You know, I've done a lot of missing persons cases. Don't talk about them a lot. For obvious reasons. I mean, some of them are because they're contractual. Some of them are, you know, just because it's not something to talk about. But I will say that, I mean, those are some of the most, you know, emotionally draining things that a remote viewer can do. And, you know, the last big one I did was really, really affected me for a long time. And the people that, you know, the family and stuff that were close to me, realize how much it is. And I actually had to go through a time of, purging myself of the emotions involved, because you actually, in that scenario, you know, place yourself as a remote viewer, you place yourself into the thoughts of possibly someone that committed a horrific crime.
Right. And seeing that and feeling that,
it was very bizarre, and you know, the last one I did was very, you know, very, very shocking to me, in a sense that it was one of the ones that was very, very close to me, I guess, in a sense that it really, really affected me. So it took a while to actually purge that. And, you know, talking to, you know, some of the former, you know, military people and hearing their stories, you know, it really hit home on how important it is that if you're doing this type of work, to being able to disconnect and purging those feelings. Because if you can't, if you're placing yourself, if you're doing that type of technique where you're placing yourself into the mind of someone that's maybe committed a horrific crime, if you're doing that and taking those emotions into your mind, if you don't purge yourself of those, it can be very emotionally, spiritually, or, you know, psychically.
It is. It's detrimental, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be. So, you know, very interesting, though. You know, very interesting.
Well, that, yeah, again, I could see how frightening that could be. If you're a regular...
Yeah, really. It really is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that, I mean, at least the people doing the show right now, we're all sane people to a certain degree, I guess. I mean, you got to be a little crazy to do the stuff we're doing. You got to be kind of eccentric and perky, but I think we're all good people, and we don't wish any harm on anybody. And I guess getting put in a situation like that where you kind of have to look through the eyes of someone like that, that would scare me half to death.
Yeah.
It really, I know I would for a fact. I would just...
And I don't know, can you really honestly purge it? Because I know that I worked on a murder of a small child, and that was probably the most horrendous, and I still to this day have nightmares from what I saw and what I experienced.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, I don't know if you can completely, I mean, because you're always going to have, I think, the recall or the memory, of course, of you know, what you've done, but I think the big thing is recognizing and acknowledging what you've done, kind of similar to, you know, an AOL or analytical overlay, as we call it in remote viewing, where you're trying to guess what this thing is. You're putting the pieces together. Oh, it's you know, it's you know, it's a cross, it's T-shaped, all, you know, it's Jesus, that type of thing where you're kind of piecing it together. Similar type of thing where I think it's important to acknowledge and recognize that what you've done and, you know, how it's affected you so you can look at it straight on, face it, and then say it's okay that you feel this way, let it go. You know, so I think it's the acknowledgement and, you know, kind of recognition of the feelings. And yeah, as you say, it's I don't think you can completely ever get rid of it, but I think you can acknowledge and recognize it enough to have it not affect you when you face it, you know. I hope
Well, I can imagine how stressful that would be on somebody, and that isn't something that we really looked into. I mean, I don't think it's something we want to do with when we were doing the open remote viewing projects together.
No, not at all.
They were very simple targets. They weren't anything like that.
You don't want to go anything deep like that.
Right.
Or,
I don't want to be responsible for freaking out like 10 or 20 people either. I couldn't
do that. You know, that's the type of stuff that is obviously very, you know, very advanced type of work and stuff that, you know, you have to be, you know, even the people I work with, I have, you know, the two main viewers that I work with, Edward and Damien, these guys, you know, I've worked with them for years now. And, you know, even, you know, when we start to do certain stuff, I still check in with them occasionally to see where they're at emotionally and see if there's any type of stuff that they don't want to work. You know, is there type of, you know, scenarios that you don't want to experience as a remote viewer? Because, you know, as a remote viewer, as you get more advanced and you start, you know, you're able to get on target or what have you more efficiently and get a bigger picture, you know, it's truly amazing. So it's really up to the individual viewer, but it's also very important to be responsible as the task worker to see, you know, and not put someone in a scenario that they're not ready to handle.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Or don't want to handle.
Right.
You know, it's all about choice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it can be very, you know, very, you know, very
powerful. It would really. I mean, I know what you're talking about, Vance.
And trying.
Yeah.
It is emotionally trying.
Yeah,
if you're not balanced,
right,
then it's a mess.
Yeah, completely. Right. I want to talk about the future. We only got a couple more minutes here, Vance. But we kind of talked on break about maybe doing something. Would you be open to doing another? I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot here because we're on the air either. So tell me, feel free to tell me to piss off if you want. It's cool.
Oh, please do. I just want to tape you telling him to piss off. Please tell him.
Oh, piss off.
Thank you, Vance.
I love
you.
Had to do it with my English accent.
But no, we were talking about, working on something new.
We talked about on the break a couple ideas, and absolutely. I'm always open to doing things like that, and we can figure out some sort of scenario, target, and everything else to put together a new project and you know, make something interesting interesting and see if, you know, people are interested in participating or, you know, what have you. But absolutely, yeah, always down for that.
Well, it's a different world here in Radio Land now, Vance, since you've been with us. So I think it'll be it'll be a different experience this time. There's a lot more participation going on, which is one of the positive parts, I think.
Yeah,
you guys
are huge now. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's
talking more than our waist sizes too.
What's that? Oh no.
Yeah.
No,
I mean it's you know, I'm very you know, very humbled to, you know, constantly be asked to come back on. Because,
cut it out. We love you.
No, seriously. I mean, it's fantastic. You guys are doing a fantastic job. And
while
I'm still blabbering on the phone, let me just mention, you know, Happy Veterans Day to,
you know, yes,
all our soldiers and people that have served and made America what it is today. So thank you for your
thank you for bringing that up, Vance. So definitely, I think we're gonna have to sit down and talk this thing over, Vance, off the air, of course.
Absolutely.
About
and I can
maybe
be involved in this.
Maybe project. Something new for 2008, a new project, a new ORVP Part 4.
Yes.
It'll
I have a new protocol that I came up with. It's called sexual remote viewing.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a minute and a half to explain this to me right now. It's all you, Vance.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh!
I'm calling you after the show, Vance.
Tease.
I'm kidding.
Total tease.
He is.
Vance, I want to thank you so much. It's been it's always great to have you on the show, and it's good to see you back out and about again doing your work. I think you're one of those people that have, I tell people that there are certain people that are like just staples to what we do here,
yes,
and you're one of those
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
So we really appreciate you coming back on and joining us, Vance.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, and look forward to doing some work.
Yeah, oh, I can't wait. It's going to be great, guys. You guys got to stay in tune for that. We're going to keep you notified on that stuff. Vance, hang on the line for one second. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Guys.
And again, while Scott's like taking a breather, check out his website, trinityscience.com.
Definitely check out Vance's site. A lot of great stuff going on there. I feel like I ran a marathon tonight. I don't know what I did.
When I came in, you said, hey, this is a breeze. I think you jinxed yourself. Do you
I
remember
totally
that?
Jinxed myself.
But you crossed the finish line,
Chrissy
Scott.
Is like, yeah, you guys do a three-hour show. It's brutal, man. I'm like, no, we've been doing it. We're fine. It's easy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, next week we're going to 10
here,
hours.
I'm sitting here breaking a visible sweat trying to get through it. And well, we did it. We made it through. And Chrissy,
we made it. Chrissy, thank you.
You made it, too. You're still sitting upright. That's awesome.
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Chrissy,
thank
again.
Thank you for being
yeah,
here.
Thanks for joining us. You drove a long way to get here, too. So we really thank you for coming out.
35 miles.
That's a long way. That's a long way.
That was
crucial.
I drive every week when I come here, but
it's 35 miles away
I don't
from
know.
You.
Exactly.
Actually, I was making that up. I don't know. It was like 30 minutes. It was a half an hour drive. So
oh man,
it depends on how fast I drove.
Well, you drove a long way to get here, and so does Bonnie. So thank you too, Bonnie. I really appreciate it.
I'm just messing with you, Scott.
Jesus Christ! Do any
the
more
script
of this.
Just went out. The
papers
the
went flying. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to
okay,
bed.
Okay, this is Ghostly Talk. This has been Ghostly Talk.
Yeah.
I'm Bonnie.
I am Scott L.
I'm Christy.
Well, guys, we'll see you
next week.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Ghostly Talk. Only the corrupt I listen to loudly.
We demand fair and more accurate, balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
The media, become the media.